This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
AM 1020, it's KDK Radio. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. And we're talking about disease. Actually, we're talking about viruses. Talking about people's reaction to the viruses and people's reaction to the notion of being trapped and somehow not being able to wipe your bottom to the tune of 124 or 128 rolls of toilet paper. Okay. The concerns are real. The disdain for concerns is also very real. The South Side was a bunch of drunk green people today in spite of no parade. They still carried on with the other part of the Pittsburgh tradition. Bishop, thank you for waiting on me, Bishop. You're very patient. I appreciate it. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I want to say this. I hope that the station gives you and Chris Moore and the other part-timers more time on the air doing this time, because we need more informational stuff like what you're doing tonight. Now, my other thing is, sir, is that I was raised, my mom came through the Depression, so she taught us well. So we're doing all right. I mean, we didn't panic. We got all of our stuff. We're good.
Now, let me ask you this. How long are you good for? If word comes out tomorrow, can't nobody do nothing for the next 3 weeks? You'd still be good?
I'll be good for 3 weeks.
All right.
And that being said, because we got all of our stuff, we're good. Food, you know, the old folks always taught us how to save up on canned goods. So we're good. And I told my son, you just have to slow it down a little bit. There might be some stuff in the store. If I have to go back, it might not be there, but we got canned goods.
Food. You ain't going to be hungry.
No, we ain't going to be hungry.
That's it.
We're going to be just fine. Now, my other thing is, and the question that I want to ask you, and I hope that you can answer with me on the phone, that is, now we're in a pickle, and I know this virus is serious, but I think we can get through this. But here's where I have a concern is, and the universities are wrong, unless they had a contingency plan, to putting those kids out right away, especially the ones that are from international or don't have any place to go.
Right.
Now, here's my question I want to ask you, and I know you will answer because you're a man of integrity. Now, the ones that are here are illegal, the ones that have the visas that are still here, and the ones that are still down in those, that came over from the south of the border that's in those holding places down there, are they going to be, in your opinion, covered to be tested?
No.
Well, isn't that going to be a problem?
Yes. As that for sure? No, they're at the bottom of the list, dude. Think about it, Bishop. if you're at the bottom of the list to the point that they've got you currently being held in a cage, you're not going to be the first to get tested. And yes, that is going to potentially be a problem. And I use the word potentially, and that's an important word. What potentially does, it allows people's brains to just run all a flutter and go to the store and try and buy out all the toilet paper. I don't mean this in a bad way, but the guy that bought out a crap load of hand sanitizer, I hope you drown in it. But like I said, I don't mean that in a bad way. Kevin in Weirton. Hi, Kevin. What's up?
Hey, this is what I keep hearing on KDK AM and the KDK TV and news on Channel 4.
Okay.
You have to have all three parts of the virus to get tested.
Okay.
Just because you've got a cough, a dry cough or a wet cough in church, doesn't mean you have the virus.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have all three parts. I had pneumonia. The nurse practitioner was here Friday.
Okay.
And said, if you don't have all three, a fever, a cough, and pneumonia, you're not going to get tested.
You have to demonstrate all three before they're going to use a test on you. Okay.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. How you doing with the pneumonia? How you feeling?
Pneumonia, I got a dry cough right now. That's it.
Okay.
But, you know, I tell people if I'm sitting by them or coughing, hey, I had pneumonia, I got a dry cough. Nothing else, man. I'm cured.
I'm sick. Dude, that's so twisted. I'm sick, but it's an okay kind of sick is what you're, it's weird. But
I was in the hospital for a month.
Right.
I had two chest tubes out of side. It drained over 4,000 cc's of water out of my lungs.
Oh.
So the only thing that's sick right now is the two holes in my lung right here where that tube was in it. It's healing from the inside out.
Yeah.
It takes a while. Now, the lady that called in about the toilet paper coming from China.
Right.
It doesn't come from there.
Where are we getting our toilet paper from?
It's Procter & Gamble is made 13 miles west of Scranton on Route 6. They load 100 trucks a day. That's three shifts.
So our toilet paper is PA made?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Procter & Gamble, yes.
Now, see, Kevin, I appreciate I had no idea. Listen, man, take care of yourself, get better. I'm almost as proud of that. Martin guitars, toilet paper, too. And the obvious joke that I won't make is the toilet paper Hershey Park connection. You're welcome. 866-391-1020 to call or to text Bill in Carnegie. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey,
how
man.
You doing, buddy?
Good, man. What's up with you?
I haven't talked to you for a while.
I know.
Make that subject toilet paper, but I'd rather discuss toilet paper with you than politics. Guess what? This is what I don't understand. Besides me going to Walmart last night and getting into a fight almost over a checkout line.
Well, dude, what? Now, wait a minute. Why did you go to Walmart last night? Was it vital?
Okay. I ordered some Clorox on Walmart. Online.
Uh-huh.
So you got to go pick it up there.
Right.
So they said you can get your 10-gallon the next day. I said, fine. I said, that's fine. So I get another email about an hour later, your order's ready. Come on down now. So I get on and get my order. It's not there. Somebody took it. They come out with like one bottle of some other stuff that I got, and all other 14 items weren't there. So I was a little bit upset about that, but then I go to the checkout line and get abused by some guy for him looking at his phone and me walking in front of him to get in the checkout line because there was nobody in it with lines all the way up and down the aisles. But anyway, that's not the reason I'm calling.
Okay.
The reason I'm calling is the toilet paper thing. About 20 years ago, I hurt my shoulder and I had a little trouble doing my business. Okay.
Okay.
So I went and got a bidet. All right.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. I have not used toilet paper in 20 years.
So what you're saying, at the end of all of this, so to speak, there's going to be an economic resurgence based on French toilets. So we got that going for us. Bill, look, man, we've spoken before. You're a bright guy. Was there anything that needed to be bleached between last night and now that... the idea of going to Walmart or going to a big box store in the last day or so? Man, even if it's medicine that's going to keep me alive, the experience of having to deal with that to get it might make me think I'm better off not alive. KDKA Radio. News Radio, it's AM 1020, KDKA. It's the voice of Pittsburgh. It's a rarity tonight. Tonight's show is a rarity. Best as I can remember, and if you've heard the show, you know that's sketchy, but best as I can remember, there hadn't been any talk really in any way about politics, about this side or about that side or about this person did this, and that's good. That's good. Because I watch social media and there are still people on both sides that are screaming political points in the midst of this virus, pandemic virus situation. And that's far more troubling to me than the virus. I would rather get the virus than have to spend time with somebody that thinks politics is more important than the virus. 866-391-1020 if you'd like to call, or if you'd like to text. This text says, there are only 9 missed meals between mankind and anarchy. Alfred Henry Lewis. Yeah, I'd like to argue, say we're capable of better, but not gonna. Another text. No rubbing alcohol, no hand wash, no wipes, no pain relievers, no hydrogen peroxide. All empty shelf items at the Beckley Wally World. You went to the Walmart in Beckley, West Virginia? You fear no man. You fear no virus. You will not die. Joe in West Virginia. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you doing?
Okay, man. I'm just sitting there laughing.
Now, see, doesn't it make you feel better? It's easier to laugh than to cry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who told me that the toilet paper was made in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I used to go up to Penn State when I was living in Johnstown, and there used to be a paper mill up there, but I thought it was China, and I was going to say, well, China has a new bargaining chip for the tariff.
Yeah. If you and me have an issue and you need toilet paper and I got it, I expect you're going to be listening a little longer to my issues, aren't you?
Yeah.
What? That's seriously, if toilet paper is made in the Commonwealth of PA, as far as bragging rights, I put that ahead of a Philly cheesesteak in a heartbeat. It means more to more people.
Yeah, take some stock in that one.
Yeah, that's groovy to me. Martin guitars, who cares?
Hey, I live in a place called Papa, outside of it, and there's no shortages here.
Has anything in Papa changed over the last week as far as how people are living their lives and going about their business?
There's not even a red light in this town.
And so there wasn't a whole lot of a standstill to pull up to, was there?
Yeah, everybody kind of knows everybody, you know.
Yeah.
We get along, left and right.
Well, you know what? You've said that. We've heard it a couple other times. And thinking back, when and if the pandemic to wipe us all out, if it happens, when it happens, however you want to phrase it, city folk are going to do themselves in before country folk get caught by the virus.
Yeah.
I believe that. And now, were you listening earlier? A guy called and we were talking about how we live our lives. Some people live our lives on a daily basis. Some people live their lives on a seasonal, circular basis.
Sure.
Does that make sense to you? If fall's coming, this is what you do to take care of yourself until spring.
Yeah. Chop wood, do the deal.
Yeah. And what I was talking about earlier, the people that have I give you credit. If you thought you were going to go on the Walmart app and order your regular groceries and have them ready for you, you're an optimist. But if that freaks you out, well, that's on you as far as I'm concerned. Joe, wouldn't you just remove all of the middlemen involved in you getting your bare essentials if they're that important to you?
Yeah, I don't have a computer. I'm off the grid.
So is this a landline?
Oh, yeah. The landline goes up to a power line that goes through its through the mountain here, and it's like 300 feet.
Why am I picturing Oliver Douglas climbing the pole in Green Acres, brother?
Yeah, I you know, a high-tech wood stove, a compost toilet.
Right on. That's it. Yeah. You are me in about 5 years.
Well, keep that on in your mind where this is, because it's a good place.
I love West Virginia. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been or seen in my life. And if, Joe, I appreciate you calling. That's it, man. That's it. I'm going to be like Joe. Anything coming in or out of my home or my body, I'm going to be in charge of. It did. I was genuinely taken aback. Two different very good friends of mine, both that do the app shopping. You get your phone, you go to the app, and you put your grocery list, and they put it all together for you. One, I'm reminded of the old story about the squirrel, who the lady would crack all the nuts for the squirrel so he didn't have to. But the notion of other people being a part of the supply chain for me, when they don't have to be, I mean, we all live that life. I can go to the store and get it myself, but if the truck don't get it to the store, it's a different issue. We all live somehow in that context. But to voluntarily give up control of the bare necessities, you just thought of the cartoon too, I know. I don't understand that. I don't like the idea of being dependent on somebody else. Who, Charlie Daniel? I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. It's not an issue of bravado and testosterone when I think that, when I say that, when I believe that. It's an issue of not wanting other people to screw up my stuff. But you, if you're whoever you are that went to the Beckley Walmart, nothing will kill you. If you survived that, God bless you. And I meant what I said. West Virginia is easily one of the most beautiful places, and I've been all over. I've been all over, Taylor. I've even been to Raleigh. The problem with me moving to West Virginia is I don't know what I would do to, you know, put wood in the wood stove. I can go out and cut stuff, I guess, but if it ain't my tree, somebody's going to say something. Be there in a heartbeat. Beautiful, gorgeous. This text just came over, and you're exactly correct. I'm going to talk about it in the next half hour, but if you haven't seen, state stores are closing. I got your attention. What? On the eastern part of the state. State stores, what are they called? They got a fancier name. It's state stores, where you get your liquor and where you get your wine. Wine and fine spirits, it's a state store. Reports coming out now that at least in the eastern parts of the state, some of those stores are going to be closing starting Tuesday. If at this point your attention is peaked, it's scary that you were ignoring the toilet paper talk, but now the whiskey discussion got you going, we was fine with making a mess, and then we ain't fine with doing it sober. The story is on my Facebook page. Crotopia or KDK, or excuse me, dummy, your page, you should know. The pages are Crotopia or KDKA. Eddie Crow on KDKA Radio. It sounds like I went and found a state store in the last half hour, doesn't it? Eddie says the text, personally, I think panic buying partly stems from people lacking confidence in the administration. I think it's people lacking confidence in anything and everything, and us getting ourselves worked into a tumultuous uproar by posting pictures of empty shelves on our social media. And I think there are people that, I know there are people that do this. They are addicted to being enraged. They're going to flip out. Now, as far as whose fault it is, let's get everybody to stop coughing before we sort out who forgot to do what that got us to that point. And then, okay, KDKA Radio. AM 1020, it is KDK Radio. How is it affecting you? I can sit here and talk all night about how I see it affecting society. It's a generalization. But how is it affecting you as a person? I've got friends. One friend of mine had to drive to Syracuse and come back in like a half or a day because her son goes to Syracuse. Nope. Not right now. Somebody called earlier and brought this up. There are people that literally, in the span of 3 days, were told, you ain't got nowhere to go, and you can't be here for the next couple weeks. Dorms, colleges. What do you do? What I'm seeing, and it pleases me, and I hope it continues, is people reaching out to help other people. I do believe, and I said this earlier, even with that text that wanted to get political, there's time for that. Let's get everybody to the point where we're not freaking out and beating each other over the head for toilet paper first. Then we'll talk about how did this happen. But for some people, it is deeply disturbing that we can go in the span of 36 or 48 hours from, oh, we should have a parade, to, I'll beat you if you don't give me the Clorox. That's unsettling. And it should be unsettling. Here's a text, exactly what I was talking about. And you can text 866-391-1020. Eddie, what am I supposed to do? I'm an independent owner, operator, truck driver with a family to feed. It's okay for me to move the goods that America needs. But what am I going to do if I or my family gets the coronavirus? I can't feed my family if I don't work. And as usual, truck drivers, no one gives a tinker's damn about us. I won't see a penny of any semi-less money ever. Signed, Don. Don, number one, do the best you can do. And I'm not being callous. That charity begins at home. And the reason I say that, if you're a long-haul truck driver, you can get along just by occupation. You don't do that job without being able to take care of yourself in a lot of different avenues. But not to get political, I think there are people that are looking at the administration going, I'm not even paying attention to that. Matter of fact, Fox News ran an article that was critical of the administration. And it's not whether or not somebody was critical of the administration. It's the fact that it was Fox News that ran that story. But good luck. 25%, I believe, is the number. 25% of the workforce are hourly workers. And what that means is if they tell you not to come to work, that's them in a polite way saying, we ain't going to pay you. And if you're a delivery driver or a trucker, that you don't get paid sitting at home. That truck payment ain't getting made if it's in the garage. And there are people that are getting the double. And I saw this when I asked the question on social media. There are people that are right now dealing with the double and triple whammy of don't have the kids in school, don't have anybody to take care of the kids. I can either go to work and have to deal with somebody and the kids can't be taken care of at the daycare because the daycare is closed. And that's scary. That social net stuff, that how quick it can go from everything's fine to, oh, crap, what? And there, but for the grace of God, the conversation yesterday that I had with my daughter. She's 22. And I told her, it's like, if you were 4 years old and this was going on, we'd be in trouble. Because mom works, dad works. And you ain't got preschool to go to, that'd be trouble. Crow, your comments about Biden were offensive. My comments about Biden, PA, were offensive. And then you go on to talk about Biden was a concentration camp. Here's the trip. When I talk about concentration camps, I'll reference it geographically. If I talk about Biden and it's the Biden Walmart, go ahead and make the assumption that I'm talking about Western PA. And as far as being offended, I already gave out how you can go ahead and get in contact with my boss. Go to the website. Your comments about Biden were offensive. Okay, well, you taking it so out of contract that it jumped an ocean is a little offensive to logic. 866-391-10. You're right, dude. You're damn right. You're damn right. Of all of the crap going on, people that are literally sitting at home right now going, hell, how am I going to be feeding my family? You found a way to be offended by something that wasn't there. Well done. I'm offended by that. Nobody cares. Go be offended by that. Is KDK Radio anti-Semitic? Semantic? Really? I offended you. And you don't even know what words to use to be pissed off about it? That just confirms what I kind of pieced together this week. Most people aren't really going to benefit being around me, and I'm not going to benefit being around most people. Now, there are exceptions. Perhaps the people that know the difference between Biden and Western PA and a reference to Nazi Germany. Those people, maybe I'd be okay with them. Maybe. Is KDK Radio anti-Semitic? I don't know. Possibly, maybe, sort of. You mean like that? Jesus Christ. Tomorrow's the National Day of Prayer. There, I feel better. I know. Do we have enough test kits yet? No, but we're going to all send a message to a dude sitting in a big chair. Rudy in the North Hills. Hi, Rudy.
Hi, Ed. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What's up with you, my friend?
I have a question. I haven't heard it reported anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody said anything about if this virus is in Russia and
yes,
in North Korea?
North Korea, I don't know because of the complete lockdown on information out of North Korea. I have seen stories that it is in Russia a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. And the other question I have,
mm-hmm.
can this virus also be an airborne virus? In other words, can it travel on the wind? You know,
nothing that I have seen says it's anything other than a moisture-borne illness that can survive, 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was much longer than that. I thought it was 8 or 9 days on a surface.
Don't know.
Okay.
Where did you? Let me ask you a question. Are you asking that question? Because I've seen one theory that this is Chinese biological warfare that North Korea did. Is it, are your questions from that story?
No.
Okay.
No, if you listen to Dr. Mike Hutchinson,
mm-hmm.
he's a veterinarian up in Cranberry.
Okay.
And he said that he's been studying that type of a virus all the way back to 1980. So, because it's typically found in different kind of animals.
Right. I did see the World Health Organization came out with the statements.
Been around a long time, but we just... You know, it just never came to light until this happened.
Well, what is this, the coronavirus number 19, right? Or 17?
That's correct.
Okay.
There must be some other related viruses.
That means there was 1 through 18 before this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Rudy, take care of yourself. Ingest or express? I'm going with express. Dave in San Francisco. Hey, man.
Oh, howdy, Eddie.
How you?
You know that poor guy that's anti-Semitic, I think that's one of the first symptoms of this virus, isn't it? At a loss for words?
I, The world provides enough reason to be pissed off, to go looking for it to the tune of gibberish. I got no tolerance. That's intellectual toilet paper holding. And in that case, it's specifically used toilet paper.
Hey, well, you were asking, how am I going to spend my time, or how are we doing it?
How are you going to? Because human beings are going to do one of two things when they have time on their hands that they're not used to. They're either going to shovel something in or express something out.
Well, in my case, I'm kind of cleaning up old projects. So it's a great amount of, I'm kind of cleaning up my place, you know, and it's, and in fact, you know, with an epidemic, slow and steady wins the race, right?
Yeah.
Keep wiping the counter down, keep washing the windows, keep washing the doorknob, you know, slow and steady, you take care of this thing. But when people panic, that's when you leave big smears. And, you know, one of the other things, this might sound a little odd, but in the past, I've had, when I moved out here to San Francisco, mm-hmm. it's so foggy, and then you're in another part of town, and it's sunny, and
right.
there's microclimates out here where you actually have, like, fog by the ocean, but it's sunny and hot downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always learned, wear a hat. Keep your head warm. Keep those sinuses from locking up. And when you get a, it sounds like this thing starts with a wet cold, you know, and a
right.
wet cold, there's, you've probably seen that plant mullein. It's like a big fuzzy plant, and it starts coming out probably around this time of year up in your neighborhood, mullein. And mullein is kind of famous for, you can dry out your lungs by smoking it. It won't get you high, but it's kind of a clean one. It doesn't do any damage to your lungs. And so keeping your lungs warm
right.
or hot, if you're getting a wet cold, it's getting kind of sticky up in there. And so each
so you should be, you're basically talking about smoking your lungs like you would smoke fish.
Yeah, to use the smoking as a verb, right? And so yeah, putting yeah.
Man, smoking, but Dave. First I got to go to break. Do me a favor, you'll know this. Send it to me on social media. What writer said the coldest winter they ever spent in their life was this summer in San Francisco? I want to say it was Richard Brautigan, but that doesn't sound right. Here's the general rule. If I can avoid shoving more crap into my body, I trust my body to get rid of the crap that's already in there. So, you know, I'm not going to chase a virus with a cold smoking technique used for salmon, especially when you're talking about aviole. KDKA Radio. News Radio, AM 1020, it's KDKA. Eddie, the 19 in the virus, says it came to light in the fall of winter in 2019. Well, how many were before it? And they're always changing. And they will continue changing. And we don't like that. It's a reminder that sometimes, it's possible that there ain't nothing we can do. We as the human beings. Sometimes, and we don't like that. And I understand that. Where you kind of lose me is when you decide if Armageddon comes, you need 128 rolls of toilet paper. I said it 2 hours ago. The more I think about it, it might become a mantra for the show. If I have to live in a world where it's required for me to go and get 128 rolls of toilet paper, I'm thinking it's a world that I don't want to be a part of. Mark Twain, according to the text. I knew somebody said that. Said the coldest summer they had ever spent in their life, or the coldest winter of their life, was a summer in San Francisco. And that's right. I don't know if you've ever been to San Francisco. It can be on paper or on an app, sunny and 70, and you're still standing there freezing to death. The moisture off the, it's a weird place. I love it for about 3 days. And then it's just like New York. Well, it's very different than New York, but my attitude is the same. 3 days in San Francisco is really cool. Day four, I start to get itchy. You must be protected by upper management that you can talk to people however you like, hateful and rude, and boldly give the email address if people have issues with you. It's an ugly way to be. Please be kind. We all need some kindness. These are difficult times for all of us. I agree that we all need kindness, and I agree that these can be difficult times for all of us in one way or another. What I don't agree with is if I'm talking about a Walmart in Baden and somebody tries to misconstrue that as a reference to a Nazi concentration camp and I'm anti-Semitic, that ain't going to swing because that's not what it was at all. It's nonsensical to the point of gibberish. And in good times and bad, gibberish ain't helpful. You must be protected by upper management. Yeah, man, they so dig me. I do one show a week. Right on. It's an ugly way to be. Okay. Think that's bad. You should see me when the cameras are on. JP and Sarver writes, I wonder if this is a bioweapon. Not going to dismiss that. I'm going to put that on the same back burner as the arguing about politically whose fault it is and this and that and the other. Let's get everybody not freaked out, not beating each other up over toilet paper. And then we'll have the talk about how did we get to this. Hi. Are daycare, child care centers closed in PA? I've seen individual people post about it. And being informed from social media is really potentially beneficial or potentially problematic. And the perfect example, I saw two or three posts tonight about stuff going on the South Side. And then I went and I looked for proof of what these posts said just from people. Couldn't find any. So as far as child care, you're going to have to go online. I know universities are closed. A CCAC, the original plan for CCAC was to do online until the middle of this coming week. Well, earlier today, CCAC said, we're not doing anything, no online, no nothing. Until I want to say March 25th. So everybody has got their own thing. And if you're in childcare, if you work at a daycare center, you're in a tough position. You're danged if you do and you're danged if you don't. Because if you stay open, there's going to be people concerned that the kid might get the virus and bring it back. And that's what it is about. People saying, well, little kids don't get the virus and little kids. It's not about a healthy young person getting this virus. It's about a healthy young person getting this virus, not knowing it, and then it getting transmitted to somebody that's not in the same physical shape to defeat the virus. So if you run a child daycare, anything like that, you're in a world of tough decisions. If you stay open, you're going to have people worried about passing on the virus. If you close down, you got people that now, what do they do with their kids? I think that's one of the main underlying disconcerting notions of this, of how quick it can go from everything's fine to, oh, crap. And I'm not talking about, oh, crap, I didn't get what I wanted at the grocery store. I'm talking about, the breakdown of society. When we're hoarding toilet paper, we are capable of worse. This text says, perhaps healthcare.gov. should allow a special enrollment for the uninsured. Coronavirus testing is free for the uninsured, but not treatment, right? Um, I think the administration's got more stuff going on than trying to fire up the healthcare.gov. Yeah, in a perfect world. Well, in a perfect world, it wouldn't have to be reopened. Everybody would be cool with it. I think that's another underlying thing. When you hear the stories about how many hospital beds are available and how many this are available and why don't we have that? All good questions. All good questions. 866-391-1020. If you'd like to call or if you'd like to text. The latest, there have been two Pittsburgh residents that have tested positive for the virus. Also, UPMC has developed a coronavirus test. It will begin screenings next week. Okay, KDK Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funny as a meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.